Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back. Today's Daf is Sanhedrin Lamed Tes. We are three lines off the top. We begin with a story of a Kofer, a heretic. Amar Kofer l'Rabbi Gamliel. He turns to Rabbi Gamliel with a question. Eloi Keichem Ganav, Hashem is a robber. Chas v'shalom b'chsiv. Because in describing the creation of Chava, Adam Harishon's wife, it sounds like Hashem clandestinely took away a part of Adam Harishon to create Chava. Va'yapei l'Hashem l'kim tardeim ala Adam ha'ishan. He put him to sleep, and he took part of him and made him into Chava. Stole. Chas v'shalom. Amrali Barti. So the daughter of this Kofer turned to Rabbi Gamliel. You know what? Leave my father alone. I'll take care of him. Shavke. Leave it. Dano mahadan alei. I will take care of it. I'll respond to him. Amrlei. So she turned to her father with an innocent request. Tnuli dukois echad. Could you give me a duka, you know, a sheriff to arrest somebody? Amrlo lamalech. She turns to her and he says, well, what do you need it for? What happened? She says, well, the ginger hair, we had a robbery. Listen, bo aleinu alayla. Some robber showed up last night. Notnu mimenu, kitoin, shal kesev. They took a silver dish of some sort. V'nichu lanu kitin shal zov. And exchanged it for gold. We have to go find the robbers. They took away our silver pitcher. Omar lo, so the father responds to her, ha. That's what they did. Amazing. I wish this would happen every day. Exchange silver for gold. So she took him to town. She says, oh, exactly. That was my point. Adam Rishon didn't lose anything. In fact, he gained very much. He lost something, and he got back a wife. Wasn't it for his benefit? To his benefit, shenotul menut seila echad that Hashem took away a little part of his body. V'nosna shivchal l'shamsha. In exchange, he got a wife that serves him like a maid. Hamar la. So basically, that's your response. What are you complaining about? That's not stealing. That's actually a gift that he got. Hamar la. So he responded to her. Hachi kamina. No, I meant to ask like this. Lishkali behedya. Hashem should have taken that part of Adam Rishon openly, rather than quietly, clandestinely, while he was sleeping. And that's a derech of Avaganov. Amr Leisa, she responded to her father. There was a reason for that. And that too, that also was to help him. So she turned to her father with another request. Aisuli umtza de bistro. Could you bring me a piece of raw meat? Aisula, so they brought it to her. Aisva tute bachsha, so they put it beneath the coals. To roast it, I picked it, she took it out from the dirty coals. Amrlei, she turned to her father and offered it to him. Achel mahai, here, have a bite. Amrlo mi'isalis, he said, no, I can't eat it. Look, I saw it coming out of the dirty coals, out of the Amrlei. So that's exactly what my point, she says to him. V'adam Rishon nami, same thing with Adam Rishon. Had he seen the process of creation of Chava, if he would have been awake during that operation, he wouldn't have taken to her. Yehavas shekila behedi, if Hashem would have taken the tzela openly, have him easily. He would have looked down at her, right? Seeing her in this unfinished form, and then so Hashem did it quietly in a way that he was under anesthesia and he didn't actually witness the formation of Chava. Now he appreciated her as a finished person. Amar le Kofer le Rabban Gamliel. So the Kofer once again engaged Rabban Gamliel in debate. Yodana Elokaihu Makavit. I know exactly what Hashem is doing, what your God is doing. Bechan Yosef and where he sits. I figured he'll be unopposed by Ram Gamliel. Isnagad v'isnach. So Ram Gamliel played along and he sighed. V'isnagad means it's like he fainted as though he's about to die. Amar lei. So his friend tells him, "My hey, what's going on? Why are you so distressed?" Amar lei, he says, "Well, I'll tell you. Ben Echad Yeshli. I have a son that's lost in Bekar Chayam, the far cities out in Atzi. Yeshli Gagu Malav, I really miss him. But you know, the Mach Vaslini Alei, I'd like if you can show me where he is or how to find him." Amar mi adana echaniu. How do I know where he is? Amar lei. So he responds, gotcha. That's my point. You can borrow lei dat. You don't even know what's going on down here on earth. You can't find my son. How could you suggest that you know what's going on in heaven? Dika b'shemay yadas. You know what's going on by Hashem and Shemayim? Of course not. Amar lei kayfin rangamliel. Again, a kayfer approaches rangamliel ksiv. Oh, passing until him. Moinem mispar lekechavim. Shem counts all the stars. My Rabusi, what's the big deal? I could also count the stars. Okay, so Gamliel did a little test. I say Chavushe, he brought this type of fruit. Shadina Barbela threw them into his sifter, a sieve, and he's shaking it and he's throwing around these seeds. Vukamahadalu. Amar Leis, so he turns to the Kaifer. Could you count them? As I'm mixing them? Menino, count them. Amar Leis says, how can I do that? Okamino. Hold it, just hold it steady. Let it settle, and then I'll count them. Amar lei, oh, Sidon Gamliel, that's exactly my point. Riki Anam, Yachi Hadra, that's exactly what's going on in Shemayim. Everything's spinning and twirling and spiraling in all directions. Hashem still knows their account, and you can't figure that out. Ikad Amri, another version of the story, Achi Amar lei, the Kaifer approached Sidon Gamliel, Mani li Kaifri, I know exactly the number of stars out there. Amar lei, Emily. Rav Gamliel asks him, okay, could you please tell me how many teeth you have? Kachayach, the large teeth, Shanayach, the small teeth, come out. How many do you have? Huh? Shadda Yadilapumi, so the fellow puts his fingers and starts counting in his mouth. The Kamanil is counting his teeth. Amalei says, Rav Gamliel, Dika Bapumach Leyodat, without counting, without feeling your teeth, you can't give me the number, right? Dika Burkia Yodat, how would you know the number of stars in heaven without counting them? Once again, the Kaifa tells Gamliel, you know what? Misha bara haram le bara ruach. I can tell you something. That the one who created mountains was not the same who created wind. Shenemar ki hine yoytzer haram. So mountains were created by yoytzer ubayre ruach. And the winds by yari bayre. Different points of reference, different creators. One is yoytzer, one is bayre. Responds Rav Gamliel, Elamiyat, well, according to your false interpretation of the Pasuk, how are you going to explain the Pasuk Abi Adam? V'Adam Rishon Nechsiv, V'Yivra, Hashem created, V'Yivra L'Kim Esa Adam, and then it says V'Yitzer Hashem L'Kim Esa Adam. Achanami, do you mean to say there as well? The two expressions are references to two creators? Misha Bara Zeh Le'Bara Zeh, two different types of, different parts of Adam Rishon, the one who created one limb was different than the other one who created the other limb? Really? So perhaps that can work, regarding hands and feet, right? Different parts of the body at a distance from each other. But you know what? It's not going to work out in terms of his eyes and ears, who are so close to each other. Tefach ha-tefach yeshu ba'adam. Look at that small area, tefach by a tefach, in the person, between the eyes and the ears. Ushnei nekavim yeshbay. In that, within that small, minute area, we have two openings, the eye and the ear. How can you fathom that Misha Barazel or Barazel, that one who created the eye, didn't create the ear? Because there is what we find different expressions of creation. Shenemar, Hanoita Oizen. So by the Oizen we have Hanoita, Halo Yishma. And then it says by the eye, Vim Yoitzer Ayin, Halo Yabit. By the eye we have Yoitzer. So you can't say that in that small, tiny area, there are two separate forces competing with each other. Impossible. Armeli Inz, he says, you know what? Actually, maybe, yeah. One created the eye, one the ear. Amalei, he says, okay. V'chi, b'misa, b'shas misa, kulin espaisim. Okay, granted. But what happens when the fellow is dying? So both creators, so to speak, are going to cooperate with each other to bring about his death at the same moment, right? They're going to coordinate his death. There are two separate forces working in competition. How does that work? So he pretty much did away with his argument. Armleo Magusha. Magusha is a Mechashev, fellow engaged in sorcery. So he engaged Amemar with debate. La Memar. The Mepalgach Liloi the Hermes. Oh, actually, he was coming from a Kishev perspective. He says, you know, I can see within you that your upper half belongs to Hermes, created by a shade, by a spirit called Hermes. Mepalgach Litatoid, your lower half, the Ahermes, was created by Hashem. Amar Leis, he says, well, if there are two separate forces running my life, Imkein, how does that work? Hechi Shavaklei, you know, my wastewater, right, comes in from the top through the bottom. Why would the lower authority allow the upper authority to run his water through him? Why would Ahurmis allow Hurmis to send his water through him? So he did away with his argument. Clearly, it's only one force. Hashem. Amalei Kesar, the Rabbi Tanchum. So the Kesar, the Geisha king, turned to Rabbi Tanchum. Tola havi kulan lamachad. You know what? Let's join together as one nation. Amar lechayi. He says, you know what? I agree. But there's one practical issue here that has to be worked out. Anon de ma'alinon, us Jews who have Mila, le'matzinon mehavikav asaycha. You know what? We can't be like you because we can't turn into people without a Mila. That you can't undo a Mila. So you know what? Listen to this. Atun ma'alisu v'avikav asan. You know what? You circumcise yourself and become like us. Okay, that's the only way we can do it. Amalei, he responded, Meimar Shapaka Amris. You know what? Well said. Miu, but you won me over, and therefore you have to be punished. Kol dezachi l'malka. The rule is whoever wins the king in debate, l'shadyu l'bivar. He's thrown into the animals. Shadyu l'bivar, he threw him into the animal enclosure. He wasn't consumed by the animals. He wasn't attacked. Amalei omina. So this min turns to the caser and he says, you know what? I'll tell you why he's unaffected by the animals. Because they're not hungry today. The reason why they didn't attack him is because they're not hungry today. Okay, nothing great about him. It's just they made a test and they threw him, the min, into the pit, into the animals, and they consumed him. You know, there's a Gemara that every 10 Yidden bring about the Shechinah. Hashem rests on them. So how many Shechinahs are there? Every 10 Yidden have their own Shechinah. How could that be? So Gamliel turned to the called the servant, the Kaifer's helper, Kairo Lishami. Mchabe ba'poktan. He struck him on his tapped him on his neck. Amalei, and he says to the Shamash, Amai al Shimsha b'vesi the Kaifer. Why did you take the son away from everybody? Why is there the son going into the house of your boss? What's it doing there? Amalei, he says, what do I mean? So the Kaifer says to Rav Gamliel, what do you mean? Shimsha kuli almanich aicha. I'm not the only one who has a sun in my house. Everybody benefits from the sun that shines on everybody. What do you mean? What are you talking about? So Rav Gamliel used that as a response to the question regarding the Shechina. There's enough to go around. Ma shimsha. Look, even the sun, relative to Hashem, is a minute, insignificant entity. The Chadmin Elef. Alfei, Riboi, Shamashei. Right? How many Shamashim does Hashem have? How many servants? How many stars? The Kamekut Shebrichu, right? The sun is just one of a million, one of thousands of thousands. Naichel Kuli Alma still has the ability to shine equally on the entire world. Right? Enough to go around for everybody. Certainly the Shechinah of Hashem has enough to go around. Shechinah of the Kuchabrichu has come. Certainly it can rest and descend on everybody and there's enough to go around. Amalei Ahumina Rabbi Avo. So this min turns to Rabbi Avo in debate. Elohei keichem gachachanu. Your God is a mocker. Belittles his prophets. To come into the cheskel, he turns to Yecheskel and he says, first he tells him lie down on your left side, then he switches it to the right, shechavach tzuntcha smoli, and then it says, uksiv shechavta tzuntcha yemoni. He's making fun of him. Belittling him. In the meantime, also Talmidah, a Talmud shows up. V'amar lei. And he turns to Rabbi Avo with a question. My time of the Shvi Asa, could you please explain to me the concept behind Shemitah allowing the land to be fallow on the seventh year? What's the point? Amalu? So Rabbi Avo says, you know what? And he turns to the Talmud who asked this legitimate question and to the Min who asked the ridiculous question. He says, I'm going to give an answer, one answer that addresses both of you and put you both your questions to rest. Hashta min elahu. Now I'm going to respond to you, Musa, with an answer to Shav Tabaychu, who puts both questions to rest. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Here it goes. Hashem turns to Kal Yisrael and he says, look, 6 years you work, the land, the seventh year. You highlight that Hashem is the true boss, and therefore you pull back. Ziru Sheish, Vashvitu Seva, plan for six, pull back on the seventh. Kadesh Tedu she'orot shelihu. So that's testimony. That lamb belongs to me. Vehein lo yasu kein. And Klal Yisrael failed to adhere to Shemitah. Alachatu, they sinned. V'golan, that's why they went to exile. Menhaga shelolam. Now, typically what happens in the world? Melech basar adam, a king of flesh and blood, shesar chol of Medina, who's unhappy with his subjects, right? Imazoriyu, if he's a mean king, hurig is cool and kills them all out in punishment. Vim rachmanu, if he's a king with rachmanus, hurig chetziyam, he kills only half, right? To deter the rest. Vim rachman mali rachmanu, if he's really a super compassionate king, he gives the leaders a hard time, but leaves the rest of the subjects alone, hoping that the leaders will bang everybody into shape and they'll sort of absorb for the rest. Af, kach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, miyaser sicheskel. Exactly, that's what happened here. Klal Yisrael, we're not keeping Shemitah, we're doing Averis. Hashem, instead of destroying Klal Yisrael and punishing them severely, he punished the leader, Yecheskel, Kadei Lamoreg, Avin Hashem Shal Yisrael, to atone, to purify the Averis of Yisrael, and therefore he set him on the left side, on the right side, give him a hard time, so that his bezayin, his hardship, should really account for everybody. Amle Omina Rabbi Avo, once again, a min approaches Rabbi Avo with a question. L'kechem kainu. I happen to know that your God is a kain. D'chsev v'yichuli truma. Hashem asks for truma. Truma goes to a kain. Question is, a kain may not engage in burying a dead person. So kikavir l'moshe, we all know that Hashem buried Moshe. How did he do that? My tovel, how did he purify himself? How did he go to the mikvah afterwards? Okay. So Tosfos asks, I mean, he could have asked better. How did he engage in burying him to begin with, if he's a kohen? So the answer is because we're considered Hashem's sons. Yisrael nikru banam lamakim, and a kohen may get involved in his son's burial. So that's okay, but how did he purify himself afterwards? My tovel, which mikvah did he use? Any mikvah is not big enough to accommodate Hashem kaviyachol. Perhaps in water. All the waters in the world, Hashem measures with his fist. So basically, there isn't enough water to accommodate Hashem. So he says he immersed in fire, which is the ultimate tefillah. Tchsev kini Hashem ba'ishya, Hashem enters, comes into the fire. So the fellow asked him, what do you mean? What do you mean? You can do tefillah on fire? Amalei says, sure, adrav, if anything, it's better. Ikur tefillah sebenurhu. The primary tefillah is in fire. That's the best. Tchsev, because by the pasuk of Hagolas Kelim, where we purify Kelim that absorbed non-kosher material, it says, V'chayla shalo yava be'esh, any utensil that cannot be immersed in fire, apparently that's the best. Immersion in fire is the best. You can't do that. You run it through water. Which actually is not the literal meaning of the pasuk they were speaking about. How it was used, if it was not used directly on fire, then all you need to do is be toivlet, because it doesn't really have proper absorption. But he sort of tricked the min and diverted this pasuk and directed it against the min to show him that tefillah and fire is the best. So this min approaches Rabbi Avinu. So Klal Yisrael is exclusive amongst the nations. What's so special about Klal Yisrael? My Rebbe Usayu. Atu namu arvisim bahadon. We're also considered just one of the nations. Tchsev kol agoyim kain negdoi. All the nations, even Klal Yisrael, considered goyim. Amalei miditchu asidu alon. So Ravina responds to him, one of yours, one of your own prophet, Bilam, testified about our nation that we're different. We're not counted amongst the nations of the world. We're separate. Tchsev uvagoyim lo yischasha. Klal Yisrael not counted amongst the nations. And that was his response. Rabbi Elazar Rami, Rabbi Elazar had a stira between two psukim. Ksiv Tev Hashem Lakoil. One pasuk says Hashem is equally good to everybody. Uksiv Tev Hashem Lakoivav. Hashem is only toiv to those who yearn for him. So which one? The answer is Mashal Adam Sheishli Pardes. It's like a person who has an orchard. Shu Mashka, when he takes his hose and he starts squirting water and watering his field, Mashka is cool. It's one effort. He does it in one swoop. So he reaches the good trees, the bad trees. It's just one effort. He does it all at once. Likewise, when Hashem sustains the world, so the standard system applies to everybody, toivim and roim. But kishu oider, when the owner tends to the particulars of his orchard, roughs up the soil around the trees, he only bothers with the good quality trees, because there it's an extra effort per tree, so he stops only at the good ones and he invests in them. When Hashem gives a sechar, Hashem protects from hardship, that's directed at l'koivav, at those who seek his closeness and rely on him. The Mishnah says, l'ficha ke'achad ve'achad oimer, a person should say, look, the world was created for me, I, and only I can fulfill my mission, I'm special. And the pasuk concludes with the Mishnah concludes that the Bezdin tells the Eden, don't worry about the Rishoyim are going to get killed as a result of your testimony. In fact, it's something positive to cleanse the world of Rishoyim. Uvavoid Rishoyim. What happens when Rishoyim get lost? Rina. It's a time to rejoice. So the Gemara will apply this pasuk to the demise of Achav, the Rush of Achav, and his war with Aram. Vayava harina v'machna. So we have the arena, which is the same lashon as we had in the Mishnah. This positive mood reverberated through the encampment. What happened? What was the event that they were rejoicing about? Amar v'achav bar chanina, v'avoid v'shoyim rina. This was because Achav was killed. V'avoid Achav ben Omri rina. The world rejoices when the final rina happens, which was foretold by the pasuk harina. Right. So that was harina, the known rina, which was a reference to the great Rina when Achav died. Michad yikutchabrichuma b'mapalasin shol reshayim. Really. So again, the har Rina is the known Rina happening when the Rasha dies. Hashem is happy when the reshayim have downfall. V'ksiv pasuk divra yamim indicates otherwise. Hashem has to do it, but it's not accompanied by song and dance. So the Rishayim there were killed, and it says, but it doesn't say ki toiv, because it's not the absolute good when people have to die. Why don't we find the lashon ki toiv? Because it's not absolute goodness. Although the Rishayim have to die and have downfalls, but ultimately it's Hashem's creations, and Hashem does not express toiv at that point. As we find likewise by Yitzias Mitzrayim, with the Malachim, right? What about the pasuk Le'korav Zel Zekal HaLayla throughout the entire night? When the Machne of Mitzrayim were encroaching on Machne Yisrael, it says, Le'korav Zel Zel, what's that going on? But he says, sure, it's going on. The Malachim who did not approach with song. At that moment, when the Mitzrayim was sunk into the sea, Bikshu Malachi Ashores, Loima Ashura, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim attempted. They contemplated singing before Hashem because of that tremendous nes. Amalim HaKadosh Baruch Hashem responds to them, Masa Yodai Tovim Bayam, my handiwork. The sinking is drowning. Va'atim Ayim Shira Lefana, are you going to present Shira? No. So it's something that has to happen. It's something in a way positive. It's a nes for the sake of Kali Yisrael. But ultimately, there's some downside to it as well. Amar Rabbi Yosi Rechanina. So the question now is, why is the Lashon Rina applied to the downfall of Achav, right? And here we say that Hashem is not really rejoicing. There's no concept of Shira or Ki Toiv in terms of the destruction of the Rishayim. Here comes the Teretz. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. You're right. Who Eino Yisos? Hashem himself, Kaviyachol, doesn't rejoice when this happens. Aval Acher Meisis, but Hashem makes other people happy and they rejoice. By Kanami Yachsiv Yasis, this is by the Teichacho. When Klal Yisrael is in a bad state, Hashem will excite others to come attack us and whatever. So it's others involved. V'loksiv Yasis, but not Hashem himself. He's not going to rejoice when things are difficult. Mamina, that proves our point. Okay, back to the story of Achav, where it says V'azoyna is rochotzu. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Lazar. L'morek shtei chazoyinus. So chazoyinus is a lashon of a chazoyin, prophecies, visions. There were two visions of prophecy regarding Achav's downfall, and rachatzu means to clarify it. It's an implementation, a bringing about of those nevuos. Achas shomachiyahu, Bachashal Yo. So both Nevi'im, Michyo and Eliyahu, had a nevuah regarding Achav's downfall. By Michyo it says, Im Shev Tasha B'Shalom Dibur Hashem B. He's warning Achav, he's not going to come back from the war with Aram. If you come back, then Hashem did not speak to me, meaning it's going to happen. Eliyahu foretells Achav's demise. So when this happened, it was a fulfillment of both the voice. Rava Amar, he learns about Zoynis Rachatzu differently. Zoynis Mamash, referring to immoral women. How does that connect to Achav and his chariot? Because there were images of these types of women on his chariot to warm him up, to get him fired up for his wife. Achav Ish Mitzunun Haya. Achav was a fellow who refrained, who had difficulty engaging physically with his wife. Vasasala Zevel, his wife is Zevel, drew for him, she commissioned for him Shnei Tzurei, two of these forms of Zaynus of these women, Merkavta on his chariot, Kadei She'irois HaMizchamim, which will instigate him. Okay, so now that he died, they were splattered, his images were splattered and stained with his blood. V'ishmashach v'keshes l'tumah v'yake. So a fellow on the other side of the battlefield, not realizing that this was Achav, just pulled his arrow, pulled his bow and shot him. L'zo amar alfi tumay, without realizing that he was really the king. So this was Hashem orchestrating things. Rava Amar, L'tamim Shnei Chizyonis. L'tumay means to complete, L'shon of Tamim, both of those prophecies, Achashal Machyo, Achashal Yo, who foretold his downfall. Simon Kara V'zacha V'edayim. Okay, we all know that Achav and his wife had a servant, a tremendous tzaddik called Evad Yo, who was unaffected by their bad habits. So Achav summoned his servant Evad Yo, Evad Yo Yorei Hashem Oid. Torah describes him as a tremendous Yorei Hashem. Micah Makra. What's the point of the pasuk here, describing him as a Yorei Hashem, to the beginning of the pasuk where he was summoned by the king? Amar B'Yitzhak, the connection is like this. Amrlei, his boss tells him, look, B'Yakov Ksiv, let's go through the Chumash. By Yaakov Avinu we find Nechashti VaYevarchein Hashem Meglalach, that Lavan acknowledges, look, I looked into my matters, I see that Hashem gave me bracha because of your presence. So you being here in my home generated bracha. Amazing. VaYosef Ksiv, same thing by Yosef with his boss. VaYevarach Hashem is based on Mitzri Bechlal. Well, Yosef brought about bracha in the Mitzri's home. But by me, I don't find bracha. Must be something wrong with you, my servant, who's not worthy of bringing bracha into my home. Blaming on it, right? Beis Adugava, the home of this fellow, myself, I have a mivrach. It's not saturated with blessing. Shema lo yirei l'kimato. Maybe you're not on a high level enough to be a conduit of bracha. In response to that, comes out a baskel from Shemayim. Don't blame it on him. He's a great man. You're at fault. Yotze baskel v'amra v'ved yo. Hayu yorei Hashem es Hashem ha'oid. Aval beis shel achav. Problem was with you, your home. Eina mezuma l'bracha is not worthy of bracha. Amra v'abo godol shenema v'ved yo. So the term of praise related to Avad Yo, Yoreh Hashem Ma'od, is even greater than Avram Avinu, Yosef Mashnevar, Avram. Because by Avram it says, Yilu Avram, Loksiv Ma'od. It says that he was Yireh Lakim, but not excessively Yireh Hashem. Vibba Avad Yo Ksiv, he was Yoreh Hashem Ma'od on a very high level. Perhaps the fact that he had to generate his own environment within this very, very negative atmosphere that actually put him up on a higher level. Why was he zeichet to be a Navi? And the Mepharshim explained he was actually a ger from Edom, as we're going to see soon. And typically, Shechina only rests on a miyuchas, a person with perfect lineage. So how was it? Because he did a tremendous zechus. He hid Meo Nevi'im B'mara. When Achav killed out all the prophets, he saved 100 Nevi'im in his cave. Shenema v'yiba achrus izevel as Nevi'i Hashem and izevel. The wife of Achav killed all the Nevi'im. Vayikach Avadyo me'er Nevi'im, he took 100 Nevi'im, v'yechbi'im, 50 mish b'mara, he took 50 per cave. And he fed them, sustained them. And that's why Yuzaychat the Nebuah. Now why did he do it this way? Why did he just split 50 and 50? Ma'ishna 50 mish, Amar Belazer, well, Yaakov Lomad, he learned from Yaakov Avinu. Take the short route. Don't put them all at once. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Shanema v'ya machanon shal pleita. Anticipation of, right, of Esav's attack, he split up his family. Hoping that at worst case, he'll attack one, the other one will flee. Likewise here, he split them 50-50 in different locations. Rabbi Avohu Amar l'fishay ma'ara, machzak yisim machamishim. It so happens that his cave, was not big enough for more than 50. That's why he did it this way. Chazoyin Avad Yo, koyamar Hashem elkim le'adim. So Avad Yo said a nevuah regarding Hashem's punishing Edom. Maishna Avadyo LeEdom. Why is it that Avadyo, specifically him, right? He prophesies about Edom's downfall. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says like this. Yavei Avadyo. Hador Meshnei Rishayim. This is a perfect match. Let Avadyo, who had to resist being negatively influenced from these two Rishayim that he lived with, Achav and his wife Yizevel. He lived and he wasn't affected by their bad habits. So he's worthy of coming and saying Nevuah. V'yinabe al Esav HaRasha, right, who was the forefather of Edom, who did just the opposite. Shadar ben Shnei Tzadikim, he lived amongst two Tzadikim, Yitzchak and Rivka, his parents. V'lo yilamad ma'aseim, and he didn't absorb their virtuous ways. So that's a perfect match. Right? Let him be Zaycha to undo Esav and Edom. Amar Ephraim Miksha, that was his name, Talmid Shav Meir. Mishum Rav Meir. Ivadya Ger Edom. He was a Ger from Edom. And that's why, specifically, he was tasked with prophesizing against Edom, because he came from Edom. V'hainu Damri Ishi, as people say, Minei Ubei Abba, there's a phrase, there's a saying, Abba is a forest. Take material from that very same forest and chop down the forest. Neza Binarga, form a handle for the axe, which will go back and chop down that forest. So likewise, Ivadya, who was a product of Edom, right? He was a tzaddik from Edom. So he was tasked with responding to Edom, addressing them, and saying Nevuah against them. Vayachas Moya vayimadli ma'chevel hashkiv v'asim arzah. We have another place by David HaMelech where we apply this concept of self-undoing. Amar b'yechem shom shumman yichay adam inshi, as people say, minei yubei a'iba leizu b'naga, take the material from the forest to knock it down. So David, who came from a Moyav, he struck down Moyav as well. Another quotable quote, which brings out the same point. Yarech, a thigh of an animal, spoils from within it. So the meat within it begins to spoil, and that spreads throughout the entire entity. Same thing with Avadyo, striking back at his source at Edom, and David striking back and putting Moyav in their place. So the tikkun came from within. This is again regarding Moyav, the king Misha, who sacrificed his own son. Why? We have two approaches. Rav Ushmo. Chad Amar, one says L'Shem Shemayim, it was meant for Hashem, to appease Hashem, it was a carbon to Hashem. Chad Amar, Hashem Avodah Zarah, was a form of worshipping Avodah Zarah. Bisham L'Madam L'Shem Shemayim. Now, according to the Shita, that it was for Hashem. That explains why Hashem was upset. Instigated Hashem's wrath against Klal Yisrael, because look what a guy will do for Hashem. Sacrifice his own son, by Ketzav Gadol Yisrael, and you, Klal Yisrael, look at you, not even doing anything close to that. But if he did it for Avodah Zarah, so why did that generate bad approach to Klal Yisrael? Anger to Klal Yisrael? The answer is Kedarabi Shulman Levi. Kedarabi Shulman Levi Rami, because he really had a contradiction between two psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk in Yecheskel says, you didn't follow the ways of the goyim, which sounds like something good. And then it says, Ksiv, in a different place in Yecheskel, you followed the goyim's ways. So which way, right? So he gave an answer. It's a negative reference. You didn't emulate the good deeds amongst the goyim. Like a story of Eglon, the king of Moav, who was Mechaber Hashem, Rashi brings, he stood up when he heard the message from Hashem. You failed to follow the good things of the Goyim. Kimukul Kolam Shebehem Asisam. You followed the bad ways of the Goyim. You adopted the bad habits of the Goyim, like Misha, the king of Moav, who sacrificed his son to Avodah Zarah. So you adopted the Avodah Zarah aspect, but not the good things. That was not something positive in reference to Klal Yisrael. Okay, so they got punished. Klal Yisrael got punished because of the Avodah Zarah. Vayisimi Allah vayishuvu la'aretz. They were returned la'aretz. Aretz means down on the earth, down below. Amar b'chinir b'papa b'oisa shah. Right? It doesn't say la'aretz. They returned ba'aretz. They were down in the ground, on the lowest level, because they were there was a tragedy decreed upon them. B'oisa shah at that moment. Yardu yushen shu Yisrael, the enemies of Klal Yisrael. It's a euphemism to Klal Yisrael. Right? So our nation was struck down, La Madrega Tatana, to the you know, lowest level because of that, you know, engagement with Avodah Zarah. Okay, one more point, a semantic point. Banara Yafa Admoid. We find by the woman Avishak or Shunamis, the pasuk describes her as Banara Yafa Admoid, until Moid, which means, you know, limited beauty. Amar Chinim Papa, Adain Loigia, the Chatsa Yafi Shal Sarah. She hasn't even reached the halfway point of Sarah, Imenu's beauty, resulting from her inner Shlemus, which expresses itself externally as well. How do we know this? How do we know that she didn't match up to her? The Chsiv Admoid. By Avishag, it says Admoid, until Moid. V'loi Moid b'chla, but not to the point of Moid. Whereas by Sarah, it says Kiyafahi Me'oid, which is a higher level. Okay, in conclusion, we have many discussions and debates between various characters and our great, greatest Chachamim, who always had something in response to put them in their place. And regarding the Shechina, regarding who created Adam HaRishon, regarding Hashem's Tzvila. We spoke about the story of Achav and what he went through because of his Averis and the tremendous righteousness of Avad Yo, who spent time with Rishon but was unaffected by them. In fact, he rose to the highest levels, became a Navi, who prophesied against his own sort of host nation, home nation, like we find with David HaMelech with Moav as well. Hashem chose them to address these nations, where they came from, and we concluded with Hashem expecting us to, if we need to adopt the ways of the Goyim, at least just adopt the good ways, the good habits, and that will keep us safe and sound. Hadron lach dinim mamonis, echad dinim mamonis, all the best to you and atzlacha rab.